This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Hey, I'm Deirdre Bosa, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Chime Financial making its public debut on the NASDAQ Thursday. The fintech company pricing its IPO at $27 a share last Wednesday. That values the fintech at roughly $11.6 billion. The offering comes after a years-long freeze in the fintech IPO pipeline as rising interest rates and valuation resets kept many late-stage companies on the sidelines. Trading platform eToro jumped 29% in its debut last month, and crypto company Circle popped after hitting the market last week. Meanwhile, online lender Klarna has delayed its own IPO plans and last month reported steep quarterly losses. Meantime, Shaquille O'Neal has agreed to pay $1.8 million to settle claims that he misled investors by promoting the now-bankrupt crypto exchange FTX. The proposed settlement would fully resolve the claims without O'Neal admitting wrongdoing. A class-action lawsuit accused the retired NBA superstar of presenting FTX as a trustworthy and legitimate investment tool. O'Neal told CNBC in 2022 that regarding FTX, he was just a paid spokesperson for a commercial. The deal, which was finalized through court documents this week, it's still subject to approval from the judge overseeing the case. And Apple is rolling out a suite of updated parental controls, including one that will require kids to get permission from their parents to text new phone numbers. Developers will also be able to fold a similar feature into their apps. The features are set to arrive with iOS 26 this fall. That's all for today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.